Arizona Governor Doug Ducey covered a good portion of the state recently as he launched his bid for a second term with a campaign theme of securing Arizona's future. Ducey tells KAWC's Lou Gum the slogan signifies his focus on the border, education, and the state's economy.
When we're talking about border security, we really are talking about public safety. But if you look at the other side of the equation, the trade relationship that we have with Mexico, and this is our largest trading partner times four, I think it's at an all-time record high. So we're going to continue to focus on that relationship. That's the good guys, the trading, the trucking, the transit, the tourism. But when we talk about security, that's mutually exclusive of that. That is about drug cartels and human trafficking.
Yuma is often touted as the most secure sector along the U.S.-Mexico border. Do you worry that the rhetoric sometimes outpaces the problem, especially for people who live on the border who may not have that experience, who don't feel like their community is overrun?
I am concerned sometimes with the rhetoric and the tone, and that's why as the governor, as the chief executive in the state of Arizona, as someone who can speak on behalf of the state and be a spokesperson for the state, I've been very measured in what I want to accomplish. And that's why I'm so proud of not only the relationship we have with the Arizona-Mexico Commission and the state of Arizona and Sonora, but also that we're able to work with law enforcement leaders on how we can make the state of Arizona a safer place. I think that virtuous cycle of a growing economy, a K-12 education system that works, and then a safe and secure border and public safety around our state are the components of quality of life in the state of Arizona.
Let's move on to education. You've touted a big raise for teachers this past year, actually, is when this all came up. A lot of people might say, though, that you were sort of dragged into that. What's your take on that? Do you see it that way?
I'm proud of what we've been able to do in terms of K-12 education funding. Per pupil spending is up over 10%. We've put $2.7 billion additional dollars into K-12 education without raising taxes. We led on Prop 1-2-3, which was $3.5 billion in additional dollars, again, without raising taxes. We signed Proposition 301, a 20-year extension, which was $667 million over the next 20 years on an annual basis. It's something I'm proud of. I'm on the side of the teachers.
New numbers for unemployment coming out just last week. Yuma County, once again, the highest unemployment rate in the country. There's been some progress on that. And some of the problem in Yuma is, of course, the ag industry, which sort of skews the numbers in terms of the seasonal workforce. But I'm wondering, are we just used to this high number for Yuma County, or is there a plan to do something about the high unemployment in this region?
Well, there is a plan, and I want to say Yuma County is the leafy green capital of the world is something, of course, that we're proud of. But we know with the agricultural community does come a lot of this uncertainty and unpredictability. We've tried to be an administration that not only leads for the urban areas, but also for the rural areas. I think we can have more of a focus on the rural areas. Think of it as a Rural Jobs Act. I think this idea of our Commerce Authority, which has been very successful in our urban areas. Maricopa County today is the fastest growing county in the country. The last time unemployment statewide was this low, people were renting their movies from Blockbuster. Now is the time to focus on our rural counties. There's a lot of opportunity. People are fleeing California, Illinois, and places like Connecticut, and there's a lot of job owners that need the unique attributes that are available in an agricultural rural community like Yuma. I think it's the idea that we focus on that, make it part of our mission, and then bring those job creators here.
Governor Ducey, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Lou. I really appreciate it.